In just 8 days, votes will finally be counted after a long and bitter campaign season that's got many people feeling election anxiety. There's evidence that the financial markets, too, are weary of the U.S. election. Some economists even say the markets have a favorite presidential candidate, and it isn't Donald Trump. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us now from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So one recent paper from economists claims the stock market is a fan in general of Hillary Clinton. How did they reach that conclusion?
After the first presidential debate, which was widely seen as being won by Hillary Clinton, stock futures absolutely soared between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. And it wasn't just U.S. stocks that ticked up right after this debate, the outcome of which clearly shifted the election towards Hillary Clinton's favor. Markets rose in Great Britain, across Asia. The price of crude oil increased. Currencies of America's closest trading partners like Mexico and Canada also ticked up. So across the board, you essentially had the international investing community look at this presidential debate, which was widely watched, and essentially say the fact that Hillary Clinton won the debate is good for global markets, is good for the global economy. And as a result, you saw this enormous shift in the hours right after the debate ended.
We also saw the market drop on Friday as the news was coming out about the FBI looking into these emails. But markets move for a whole lot of reasons. And over the last many months, they have moved for a whole lot of reasons. How can these economists be so sure that the U.S. election is what's driving investors?
That's a great point. The thing you would want to look at is essentially to say, does this sort of thing happen often? And they found that the uptick, the move in stock futures right after the debate ended, was much larger than almost any stock movement on a Sunday on a Monday night that they had seen recently. And so they said, you know, what happened here, what happened after this first presidential debate is completely extraordinary. And it should be said that this presidential debate was the most watched in American history. So this was a single moment when the eyes of the nation and the eyes of the world were trained on one singular event. And then in the outcome of that event, there was a clear winner, Hillary Clinton, and a clear movement in stock markets where they ticked up across the board. So when you put all of that together, it does suggest, I think, rather strongly that international investors are rooting for Hillary Clinton to win this election.
What specifically don't they like about Trump economically? Are they worried about trade agreements being ripped up or that the deficit is going to blow up with a Trump presidency? Or what are they worried about?
This is a really good question, and I think it's best to think of this as in two separate categories. The first category is what they're specifically afraid of that they know he might do. So that might include ripping up trade agreements, making the United States more protectionist, which would clearly hurt trading partners like Mexico and Canada. As a result, right after this debate, you saw their currencies tick up. But there's also this second category, and that's all the things that investors don't know if Donald Trump will do, because he does have a temperament, because he does have an unpredictability to him that is simultaneously incredibly attractive to a lot of his supporters, but also extremely scary to a lot of people who don't support him, who say, you know, this is someone who changes his position constantly on topics, on public policy, someone who is tweeting in the middle of the night at people who have wronged him, someone who's essentially said, I want to lock up journalists and lock up my presidential opposition in case if she loses the election. This is someone who we cannot predict how he's going to respond to the vicissitudes that will inevitably visit a president who holds the most powerful office in the world for four consecutive years. And so in many ways, I think that this move in stock prices is very much an expression of that fear of uncertainty. They just have no idea what he's going to be like in office because he is so different week to week and has been so capricious.
We have been talking about slight changes in the markets at certain times that some economists, as you point out, think are tied to what's going on in the election. However, if you look back over the last 6 months or so, it seems that the market has been really just bouncing around the Dow 18,000-ish, not moving a whole lot. Is there evidence that people are just waiting on the sidelines to see what happens with this election and not making big financial decisions before we know what happens?
Jeremy, I think that's just incredibly plausible theory. It's sort of unfalsifiable. I don't know how you would test the degree to which people are simply waiting out the recession, waiting out the recovery and the presidential election. I do think, though, it should be said that the economy itself is in a bit of thermostasis. You have had job growth around 150,000, 170,000 jobs per month for a while. You've had GDP growth be sort of in the chilly but not quite frozen zone for a while. Not a whole lot has happened that has shocked the economy, except for the mere fact of this presidential election, which hovers over all of our heads.
Right.
So I do think, yes, it is possible that they are waiting out the presidential election to see what happens after. But I do think that even in a vacuum, economic conditions would dictate a rather steady-as-she-goes stock market.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.